Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about planting the right tree in the right place. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, John, what should folks consider when planting trees in their yards?
Amy, people need to be aware of the available space, as well as evaluate the soil and light conditions for that planting space. For instance, does the site get sun in the morning, in the afternoon, or all day? And then you want to find a tree that will grow well under those conditions. We call this planting the right tree in the right place.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, why is this so important to do?
Simply, plants have to grow where they are planted or where their seed falls. By not considering the environmental conditions, people run the risk of the tree dying because it won't grow where it's planted. And we're all familiar with such circumstances. It was too hot, it was too wet, too shady. Also, by not considering how big a tree grows when mature, we may plant it in a space that is really too small, and this creates more maintenance for the tree by pruning, and which may eventually deform the tree, or the tree may damage foundations, driveways, or your roof.
Are soil characteristics also important?
Yes. Knowing basic soil properties like texture, drainage, and fertility is necessary. You can look up online the County Soil Survey through the Natural Resources Conservation Service website. You can also submit a soil sample for testing through the Mississippi State University Extension. Just get a form in a soil sample box from any extension office. Return it filled with $8 for each sample. And the results will provide information on soil fertility, the pH, and offer a fertilizer recommendation.
Now, how can folks find a tree the proper size?
Most planting material will have a tag that tells you how big the tree will get when it's grown. Also, many garden centers have employees with knowledge of a wide variety of plant material and can guide you on which trees would be best. Plant big trees where there's lots of room and smaller trees for tighter spaces. Trees should be planted at least 20 feet from buildings' pavement to avoid damage from roots.
So what characteristics should people look for in a tree to plant?
At the nursery, select healthy-looking trees. Make sure there are no cuts through the bark or broken branches. Choose a tree with a single dominant stem, unless you know the species is multi-stemmed like crepe myrtle. Make sure the foliage looks healthy and is not full of spots.
And how big should the planting hole be?
When digging, the width of the hole should be 2 to 3 times the size of the root ball, but the hole should not be deeper than the original container. Before digging, it's very important to call 811. This is a free service to locate buried utilities and usually takes 2 to 3 days. Using the service removes liability from the property owner if a buried line is hit.
Okay, and how should trees be planted?
Before planting, remove all of the container, the wire basket, or burlap, and cut off circling roots. Use the backfill from the original hole. Add water as you're adding soil to remove air spaces while covering the roots, and then plant the tree to its original depth and apply 2 to 4 inches of mulch.
So give me a summary of what we've talked about today considering planting the tree in the right place.
So when you want to plant a tree, consider the site and available space to choose the right tree for the right place. Have a soil test done. Call 811 before digging to locate buried utilities. If you have further questions, contact me at 662-566-8013 or your local extension office.
Okay, thank you so much, John. Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.